In this episode, you'll discover the five things that you need more of, not less, to be able to live at your happy weight for good. Hi, I'm Sarah Butler. Over 17 years working in the diet industry and over 40 years of my own binge eating and weight struggles taught me that there had to be another way. So I created it. I now live slimmer, happier, and eating exactly what I want. And in this podcast, I share the other way with you. The other way to work with your body and your mind rather than against them, so that you get to create real and lasting change all from the inside out. Ready for a life less dieted? Let's go. Hey, hey, Sarah here. You know, the one thing that people most often say to me when we first work together is that they can either be good or bad. And what they mean is they can either be really, really good when they're on a diet, when they're watching their weight, when they're perhaps being accountable to somebody, or if they're not being, in quotation marks, good, then they're being bad. And what that means is that they feel like they're off plan, off track, they've fallen off the wagon, eating anything and everything, maybe gaining weight, anything goes. And what they say is they can never do that in-between bit, that middle ground. And what they mean by that is just eating normally, eating well, living at their happy weight. And you know what? I get that so much. So many times I used to say to myself, why can't I just do it? So what if you were to just step back and ask yourself, what is it that I really, really want? What is it that would feel good to me? Or what would feel good to me? And chances are, when you think about you at your happy weight, you aren't imagining yourself feeling overfull with food, uncomfortable, unhappy with yourself. And you're not imagining yourself hungry and maybe irritable and feeling unhappy because you can't eat what you'd really like to eat either. At least I hope not. And here's the thing. Food is great. We are meant to eat. Food is yummy, scrummy, and we're meant to enjoy it. And there's only one reason why we get overweight, and it isn't because we eat, it's because we overeat. Now, I know that's a really simplistic thing. I can almost see some of your eyes proverbially rolling. It's not because we eat, it's because we overeat. And I know it's simplistic, but this has been a huge light bulb moment for some people. You know, it's not about the eating, we're meant to eat. So there's one reason why we carry more weight than we're comfortable with, and that's because we overeat. And there are two reasons why we overeat. One is physical and one is emotional. So the first one is physical hunger. And usually somewhere along the way, the signals of hunger and fullness that our bodies give us have been kind of skewed or masked in some way. And that sets off all kind of things inside with our hormones and neurotransmitters, which triggers us or leads us to overeating. And the second thing is emotional desire. And that's when we eat when we're not physically hungry, but for an emotional reason. Now, both of these are massive subjects in themselves and are for another podcast, but I just wanted to make that clear, really, that there's only one reason why we become overweight, and that's because we overeat. And there are two reasons why we overeat. One is physical hunger, and the second is emotional desire. So if that's true, maybe then we need to place all of our focus and our attention on the over bit, on the overeating. Well, isn't that what we've been trying to do for years? And the problem is, when we focus on not overeating, we slip into the trap of affecting our eating. Now, of course, even on a diet we eat. You know, even on a strict diet we eat something. But when we're trying not to overeat, we often don't give ourselves enough. And we don't give ourselves enough of one or more of five things: enough fuel, enough nutrients, enough satisfaction, enough emotional understanding, and enough freedom. Now, I'll go through each of those five things in a little bit more detail. But when we're trying to eliminate overeating, the effects of that spill over to our eating, and the very things we need in order not to overeat are diminished. Boom. So enough fuel, enough nutrients, enough satisfaction, enough emotional understanding, and enough freedom. So first of all, fuel. When we eat far fewer calories than we need, i.e. when we're on a diet, when we're trying to restrict calories, when we're trying to lose weight, we typically eat, what, maybe 1,000, 800, even 600 calories a day. And it just isn't necessary. Everyone is different, but a number much higher than that would still result in a gradual but more permanent reduction in body fat and therefore weight. So the first one is fuel. Second one, nutrients. When we're watching our weight on a diet, restricting calories, we often cut out whole food groups in some instances. Now, this can lead to deficiencies in nutrients, and that can lead to cravings. And then what do? We buy vitamins and minerals in bottles. You know, let's just eat the food and get all the good stuff we need from that. The third thing we don't give ourselves enough of, and this is a huge one, is satisfaction. So, for example, if I ate, if I ate just some nice plain grilled fish with some boiled broccoli, if I ate enough of it, then I would become full physically. So my hunger would go, my physical hunger would go, I would be full physically. However, I know that I wouldn't be satisfied with that. However, if I added, I don't know, a baked potato to that with a knob of butter on it and maybe a little side of salad, multicoloured, and another little side of some mayo with garlic and lemon juice in it, that would be so much more satisfying. So not only would I be full, but I'd be satisfied with what I'd eaten as well. You know, the Japanese, in their version of the Eat Well plate, so you know the Eat Well plate that NHS England promotes here in the UK, where they sort of, it's a visual representation of what we should, in quote marks, be eating every day in terms of protein and fats and carbohydrates. Well, the Japanese version of that, they make satisfaction one of the objectives of eating. You know, how wonderful is that? We need to feel satisfied with our food, and if we don't, we'll get cravings. The next one is emotional understanding. Now, this is a huge piece, and it's a massive part of my The Other Way program. But emotions are good. Emotions are there to give us messages about our lives. We should welcome all of our emotions, even the ones that we have perhaps fallen into the trap of classifying as negative emotions. And the challenge is, often we're taught from a really early age not to honour our emotions, to push them away. You know, be a big girl, don't cry, come on, grow up, don't make a fuss, etc., etc., etc. I could go on. And the thing is, that creates a void in us and we don't know what to do. So we learn to fill that void with food. This has a use, you know, it distracts us from the pain or the uncomfortableness of the emotion. And it dulls down the vibration of the energy or the strength of the emotion. So we do it again and we do it again. And before we know it, whenever we experience an uncomfortable emotion, the chances are we can turn to food to make us feel better. And we need to learn to accept and sit with all of our emotions and what to do with them without needing to use food as an emotional coping mechanism. At the same time, I don't want to demonise emotional eating. We're all going to eat at a time when we're not emotionally hungry, i.e. for emotional desire rather than physical hunger. I mean, think of someone you know in your life that you regard as being a normal eater, i.e. they don't watch what they eat, they don't diet, they're totally happy with where they are in terms of their weight and how they eat. In fact, they just don't think about it. Now, even they will eat at times because they just want to. Either because they're at a party or they're stressed or whatever, they will do it. The challenge comes when eating becomes our only coping mechanism for the uncomfortable feelings, or when emotional eating happens so often that it leaves us feeling either unhappy or unwell or both. And the fifth one is freedom. So often when we're on a diet, watching what we are eating, we don't give ourselves enough freedom. There are too many rules in place, good foods, bad foods. And you know, any rule means that there's a risk that it'll be broken. And broken leads to all or nothing thinking. So you know the way it goes. Oh, sod it, I've done it now, might as well carry on. And we need to identify our food rules, which are often really deep-rooted and are often out of our awareness. We need to unpick them. Where did they come from? Work through them and balance them out. And that means deciding if they're useful to us or not useful anymore, and get rid of the ones that aren't. And most of them aren't. So those are the five crucial things that we need that actually suffer when we try and cut out our overeating. So wouldn't it make much more sense, and wouldn't it feel so good, to focus not on the overeating, for all the reasons I've just said, but on the eating? Eat enough. What if we ate enough? If we ate enough to keep ourselves so well fed that we don't get these cravings. If we nourish ourselves enough so our hormones don't go out of whack and send us false hunger signals. What if we ate food so satisfying that we're not left craving things? What if we learn to be able to sit with all of our emotions that our wonderful, messy, magical lives present us with, and we give ourselves the option to act on them or not, without distracting or numbing ourselves with food or looking for scraps of false comfort in sugar? And what if we gave ourselves the trust and the freedom around food so that we don't trigger those all or nothing mind monkeys that start jumping up and down? Now, wouldn't that feel so much better? So overeating is a symptom, not the problem. It's a symptom of undereating, of not enough. Of not enough fuel, nutrients, satisfaction, emotion or freedom. And we need to gift ourselves more of all five. And then ironically, the overeating would take care of itself. Are you with me here? You know, we wouldn't have the same physical urges or emotional cravings to eat, and therefore we naturally wouldn't feel the need to overeat. And when I realised this, I was like, oh, all those times I asked myself, why can't I just flipping do it? And that's it, right there. And these principles are now the backbone of my programme, The Other Way, which is all about the other way to live at our happy weight, easily and for good, without dieting, without deprivation, without this either being good or bad. It's all about giving ourselves enough. It's what influences the what I call the what we do when no one's looking effect. So what I mean by that is, how many times when you're on a diet are you being good because you're on a diet, but actually when no one's looking you sneak a bit of what you really want. In the magical, messy middle ground, you just eat. You're not being good at times or giving in and blowing it at other times. You're doing what you want to do automatically all the time. And because of what you're eating, what you want to eat keeps you both happy and healthy and at your happy weight. You're not on or off anything. It's just how you are, and it's all about balance. Now, obviously, this is a process. And, you know, if we think about how many years perhaps we've been on and off diets, you know, undereating sometimes and overeating sometimes. So it's a process and it takes unlearning. Usually tons of unuseful messages that we've been fed over the years. It takes self-awareness and it takes self-care, and all of it is possible for anyone whose ears I am in at the moment. Now, if any of this is sparking a seed of hope or even a little bit of curiosity in you, I have so much more to share. So please add this podcast to the ones that you follow. You can find me over on Instagram at The Other Way with Sarah, and that's Sarah without an H. So at The Other Way with Sarah on Instagram. And if you'd like to dive into some more tips and support, I host a free private Facebook group called Intuitive Eating the Other Way for Beginners. And you can come over and join us there. And I'll post a link to that free Facebook group in the show notes. Lots more to share with you. So until next time, mwah, love yourself lots.